Okay, everybody, welcome to Must Watch with George and Ellen. We're back again with another great ep, great guest, another return guest.
Yeah.
Alan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm returning.
Alan's returning for the 32nd time.
Thanks for having me back.
Just will not leave.
It's great to be here, and it's great to be with our return guest, Belinda Anderson Hunt.
There we go. Oh, you don't have to applaud yourself. We can just applaud you. That's fine. Yeah, well, Belinda, fans will remember from the 13th episode.
Unlucky for some.
but lucky
for us. It was a great episode.
Yeah, Belinda's only just back in Sydney. Isn't that right? Where have you been? Where have you been at?
Well, I was previously to Sydney. I'm going to take this question literally.
Go ahead.
Delete this.
Is there another way to take that? To take that question?
Oh, like metaphorically.
Like you were in Sydney, but your mind wasn't here, you know?
No,
your mind was in the stars.
Okay, so I was going to say I was previously in Melbourne because I flew back from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was in France.
Mm.
And before that, I was in Sydney.
Right, because I remember last time we recorded was right before you were going to go to France for another semester at... What's the name of the school that you go to in France?
International.
Nearly there. One word down.
Theatre.
International theatre. Okay.
Call it what it is, Belle. It's clown school.
I'm trying to get the full name. It's
International Clown School.
International School of Theatre. Philippe Gollier's International School of Theatre.
But it's in French. The name is in French. You've translated for our benefit.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. How was the semester? We've done like a before and after F of your trip.
Man, it was good. It was tiring. It was super tiring.
Yeah.
And it had the novelty has worn off for the
of living in France and going to.
Yeah, like it's a bit more of a, it became a bit more of a, okay, cool, I've done the touristy things. Now it's like a slog.
Right.
But it's still like,
is it a really small like French village or are you in a big city?
It's a small town, but it's not provincial. So it's not like a pretty.
I see.
You know.
It's
does
just,
that make sense?
No. But it's
it's a small town.
It's a small town. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it one of those ones? Because I remember I was in a town in France, and I arrived on a Sunday in the morning, and everything was closed all day. My hotel, no one arrived to unlock my hotel until 5 p.m. and I arrived at 9 a.m. and I just had to sit around in the town, like in the town center, with my bag. So was it like that? Is it one of those towns where they just shut down on a Sunday completely?
I actually think that in France. The opening times are bizarre. So, I'm making this up, but I think that everywhere outside of Paris, I'm absolutely making this up, follows those weird times. Paris does. You know what? I don't speak French very well.
5 p.m. open.
Well, what hotel?
It's vague. I don't understand it. It's different every day, and I just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, what hotel has an opening and closing time? Isn't the point of a hotel that you can just rock up and check in?
Well, surely it's the check-in time of the hotel.
It wasn't unlocked until 5 p.m. This woman came, unlocked it, and I was like, thanks, I've been sitting in the square for seven
hours.
Did
you say that in French?
No, I didn't.
I
gave her eyes like, I got her at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
She would have been international symbol for discomfort.
For an English person in France.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's good. And then you went to Edinburgh, didn't you? Because I was nearly going to go to Edinburgh and see you on your show. Yeah, but I'd missed out on all the accommodation, so I didn't end up going. But how did your show go?
Very well.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
You were happy with it then?
I was very happy. Mm-hmm. Also, it was tiring.
Yeah, Edinburgh's known for being tiring on the acts.
What's the show called?
It was called The Wonder Jam.
Wonder Jam. Who do you do it with?
Well, I do The Wonder Jam. I was running The Wonder Jam with Dougie Baldwin. Lorna Rose Treen, and our tech was Rose Mayer.
Who are these people? Why don't I know who they are?
Well, because they're not. Well,
where are they from?
Dougie's from Melbourne. He was on. He's a TV actor, so he was on middle-class bogus.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And the Norway Boys and a Netflix TV series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, going to name drop him for his sake.
Yeah, cool. Can you introduce me to him?
Yeah, sure. He's very lovely. He's such a sweet boy.
Is he looking to help other people get into the TV business?
I don't know if that's how it works when you're just a lowly actor.
Yeah. Well, not even an actor like me.
Yeah. love you, Dougie. You're great. Lorna Rose Treen, she worked for the BBC. She's an improviser with Improverts, which is like a...
Well, is she for British or where's she from?
Yeah, she's British. And, improviser...
Was she in the clown school with you?
Yeah, they're all in the clown school.
They're all clown school alumni.
Theatre school? No, clown school.
Is a theatre school with a clown program?
Well,
or does it have acting programs?
It's a theatre school that is based around the teachings of Lecoq and Lecoq.
Oh, come on.
Gotten smutty already. Do you know what Lecoq means in English? The cock. Yeah.
That's right. Wait.
Go ahead.
Belinda, are you upset with the way clowns are being portrayed in the media?
Well,
it.
I'm
You've got this film to? Has yeah. come out called It Chapter 2, which is a sequel to It Chapter 1. And this clown, he's not the kind of clown you want to be friends with.
He's not?
No.
Have you seen it? I've not seen it. Have you what seen is it Alan? About?
No, but I've read Wikipedia or synopsis of the book.
Yeah, it looks too scary for me.
Yeah,
I don't like scary films.
Yeah, it's very, I don't like very clowns. Scary. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so that's an issue.
He's a scary clown. And not only that, something dear to our heart, George,
because
we're stand-ups first and foremost, not clowns. But,
sure. sure.
We got this film coming out about a stand-up comedian who becomes a clown and kills people.
Hey.
Joker.
Hey.
What's up?
That's great.
Yeah.
No, it's not great. That's not great for you clowns, because he was just like a stand-up and he wasn't killing people. And
it then, is a thing, though, in popular media now that clowns are the baddies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what do you mean? Think about that?
Like those classic-looking clowns.
Why don't you defend your profession?
I am trying. I can't even get a word in edgeways. No, I've thought about
it. So
this.
I was thinking... Oh, no, sorry.
No, it's... oh, I don't know. No, I've thought about this. I'm only just learning what clowning is, really. Alan's on his phone.
I'm checking my notes.
He's checking his notes. He's checking his clown notes.
Well, whatever you say, clowning. I've got a rebuttal for it in my phone.
Is the clowning that you guys are doing is, I mean, that's the portrayal in popular media, like the Joker and in It is very traditional and kind of old fashioned almost.
Yeah. I think that like clowning in like, this is just, I'm making this up.
Mm-hmm. You're an improviser.
Like modern clowning, I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers, is kind of new in the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we have stand-up and we have improvisation. And I think, like, the clown community is becoming quite popular.
Yeah. Is it like a – how would clowning – differentiate with improvising? Is it written as a clown? Is a clown show written completely beforehand?
Look, I
with a bit of improvisation.
I don't
on the
know.
Sides?
It's yeah, like okay. I'm just learning. Obviously, there's a way that the Golgiulet
teaches. How many people has he killed?
Teaches it probably many.
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
He's a killer. Him?
Well, at least
how old is
at
he?
Least one.
He's super old.
Yeah, he's so old. When I first started, I was just like,
nice.
I was just like, this guy's so old.
Mm.
How does he even know what's going on? He's so old, he might die.
Yeah.
I think I said that in the last podcast.
Well, no one will remember. Sounds okay.
But
never too old to be a clown.
Oh, no. No, you never... No, because clowning's all about fun and play and in a way it's a bit different to improv because improv's a bit more formulaic and it's a bit more word-heavy and it's a bit more witty, so it's in your head. But clowning is, it's got like the elements of improv. It's got the elements of stand-up. It's got that like comedic music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's really in the moment. It's really right. in the moment. And I'm sure you can improvise clown, but there's also clown numbers. I'm not an expert, but I'm learning about it.
Well, if we talk about the most famous person to come from this school, it is Sacha Baron Cohen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I suppose it shows the kind of what you're talking about, because what he used to do, and he kind of is starting to do it a bit more again now. Yeah. He stopped for a while, where he like envelops a character completely and then just goes out into the world as this character, this already funny character.
From what I read on Wikipedia, that's a character clown.
Ah.
And also, he's doing a lot of bouffant, which is making fun of and parodying people.
Mm. Are you a character clown?
I don't know what I am.
Now, I saw on Instagram for like Wonder Jam and other stuff that you're dressed in a wedding dress and a clown.
Well,
is that a character? Is that your character clown?
That is my clown at school. You get up and you stand in the line, and the man, you spin around and you go boo, and he tells you what costume you're going to wear for the rest of your
clowning. Also, he told the Goliath, the murderer, told you to wear a wedding dress.
He did. He said first communion, and I said I wore jeans, and he said bride. After that, is that confusing? Yeah, I didn't. What?
Maybe he's asking you to marry him. Or something. You are my bride.
It's hard
now.
To understand.
Oh, okay. So so it's not even. It's been thrust upon you.
It's absolutely been, and it was uncomfortable because especially in Australia, there's a lot of. Now this is a controversial topic.
Go on.
But there is a lot of masculine is funnier than feminine. So if I'm wearing a dress, I don't know how to be funny in a dress because it's so incredibly feminine. And especially in Australia, it's hard to be... This feels really naughty. It's hard to be funny while being feminine.
Mm.
I think like we're such a bloke. We have such a blokey culture. Be that like.
Definitely.
It's like talking to Freddie McManus. Men. This is exactly the sort of thing he would say. You can't be funny as a woman. I'm like, Freddie, what are you?
Yeah. So that was really hard. That was really hard. Being funny as a woman,
interesting.
But not being able to. To like, I think one of my go-tos would be like putting on a deeper voice and being like, "G'day," being really blokey.
Yeah,
so I couldn't do that. I had to like. Yeah, also, the dress was so long. Yeah. I had to like. I only really had like the physicality of my arms and my head to play with because I was wearing a ball gown. Like,
Yeah, well, that's it. Just so pretending to be like a blokey, an Australian bloke is like in itself like a funny character.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
Mm. Yeah.
But it's like, what's actually funny about it? You're just pretending to be a bloke.
Thanks a lot, George.
There you go.
Well, I mean, what is the purpose of humour, though, Belle? Why is anything funny?
Oh, my word.
Wow, there we go. Question. Why is anything funny?
See, I go through phases of, thinking that I'm funny. Because, I can hear the audience laughing. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And then other times I think nothing in the world is funny.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's heavy.
Nothing
really heavy. But if I wore a wedding dress, I think that would be funny. I think that would be considered funny.
Yeah.
I think if Golia told me,
but he wouldn't because
that I was the bride, that would be funny.
He'd give you a typically masculine costume because he's a old sexist. Oh no, God!
he's old school.
He's old school.
Yeah. He's a bloke.
He's coming for me.
He's a bloke's bloke.
He's a bloke's bloke.
He's an Aussie bloke. He's not even French.
he's an Aussie bloke.
Character that he does.
His clown character is an old French man.
he's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
He died a long time ago and Sacha took over.
That'd be cool.
That'd be good.
That would be. He's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Was there more you wanted to tell us about your travels?
God.
Are you going back soon?
I'm going back soon to do 3 months of... Just clown with
in France. When are you finished? When do you come back to Australia for good?
June.
Okay.
End of June, I think.
Okay.
And how long have you been going to the school?
Like Just all my life.
Oh, really? Spiritually all your life, but in terms of actual physically where you are?
6 months.
Okay.
Well, you said, really, like, what is time?
In the last episode, you said that you found yourself.
Did I?
Yeah, by going to France and doing this. You did.
Oh.
Play the tape. Play the entire episode. But
I certainly found something.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, but have you lost yourself again?
Oh my god, I don't know. It's not that. I don't know.
But you found this podcast, and that's we're happy we found you.
Oh,
but
came home.
George, did you have a story for the was it related to this? Or do you want to get into our signature segments? You run this ship.
Well, I just wanted to, I don't know if I want to, it doesn't really relate to anything about this. It could even be a probo thing. So in my head, I'm thinking maybe I'll save it for another.
Just another let it flow. What's the first rule of improv, Belle?
Say yes,
George.
Yes, and.
Say yes.
Yes, and.
To doing what now? Feels right.
Toot, toot, that's the ship.
I just saw something that annoyed me the other day. You know, in the US, they like to, they've been doing this thing recently where they pretend like they've invented stuff that actually already exists in the world.
Oof.
And I saw this article about a company in the States who have invented a new pastry, okay, called the Puff Dog. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I'll show you a picture of this and you tell me what you think this is. Okay, so this company invented this pastry, okay? Ready? See if you recognize this.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. It's quite clearly.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a sausage in puff pastry.
Yeah. It's a sausage roll.
They've
invented a sausage roll and they've and they've pretended like it hasn't existed in the UK and Australia for decades, which is why I wanted to bring it up as a probo thing, but I thought I'll talk about it now.
Yeah.
I also saw recently like a recipe online of someone making it's like a hard-boiled egg with like meat around it, sausage meat, and then cooked.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Is that a British thing?
Maybe. It's a Scotch egg, it's called.
Scotch egg.
And he's like, I've invented this sausage-wrapped egg. And then everyone's like... No, you didn't. I think you've watched something on TV. I think you watched Gordon Ramsay making something in a restaurant. So anyway, that's just what I wanted to bring to the listeners.
Yeah, it's pretty problematic.
It is problematic.
Yeah, yeah. It says something about marketing and the world gone mad.
It's fake news.
Yeah.
It's fake news.
It's fake news.
So yeah, it didn't really relate at all to anything.
Oh, but yeah.
I think it will relate in the future.
I'm always excited. So. I always think George is going to tell me something about his trip.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
But you went to a wedding?
I did go to a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Belle was there in her wedding dress.
She was there.
And everyone was like, go away.
She showed up the bride. It was not acceptable. No, it was good. I like having a reason to wear a suit because I don't get many reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so it's nice to dress up for something. I went to a wedding, but then I just went on a holiday and like no one wants to listen to me about how great my holiday was, do they?
Well, I thought you'd be like doing crazy shit. Didn't you go to like Amsterdam or something?
Yeah, I did.
What do people do in Amsterdam? They do crazy nonsense.
Yeah,
they
need magic mushrooms.
Did you do magic?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the podcast, isn't it?
What is it? Do you want to talk about it?
But I'll tell
you
what. The problem is your family is our main listenership.
We can talk about it still. No, it's fine.
Is this the first podcast since you've been back?
Oh, we did one with Freddie, and it was...
Yeah.
I was sneezing, so I couldn't... I was like...
Yeah, well, I think we can go out. We'll throw it out. There we go.
It was such a bad episode, and Freddie and George have been awake since 4 a.m. in the morning, so we're all just blabbering nonsense. Right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Magic mushrooms, though. Yeah. I'll tell you this. Have you done them before?
No. Terrified.
Alan, obviously not.
No.
Oh my god! I tell you what,
I'll do them if you do them.
I tell you what,
let's do them. All right, go get them.
It's pretty. I think it's a once in a lifetime experience that you should one day do because it's pretty wild. But one thing that happens is your whole idea of time goes haywire. Like how long it's been since something happened it's gone. So, for example, I was walking back to the hostel from the river, and I'm walking and I walk under a train bridge. Like I know I've walked under this train bridge. Then I'm walking for ages, and I'm walking past houses. And then eventually I'm like, I should be at the hostel by now. I've been walking. It's been like half an hour I've been walking. What's going on? I turn around. I swear to God, the train bridge was like 10 meters behind me.
No.
I'd walked 10 meters and it felt like it took half an hour for me to walk that far. And then I got to my hostel room and there was this guy called Thomas in there, like a new guy called Thomas. And I was like, hey, I'm just going to go lay in bed because I'm off my nut right now. So I need to go to bed. And he was like, oh, yeah, sweet. And I go to bed and I'm laying in bed for like 10 minutes, just looking at the ceiling. And then I look back and Thomas is gone. All his stuff is gone. Any evidence that he was there, like his bed is like made as though there was no one there. I still don't know if he was real. And then I look at my watch and I've been looking at the ceiling for an hour and a half.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But it felt like it felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But one tip that I, from the lake, because you go into a shop to buy magic mushrooms, right? You there's like a menu and you pick from the menu.
Oh, so this is a legal product.
Yeah, yeah. There's shops you can go.
Crazy.
And I'm talking to the lady and she's like, well, you should buy to make a trip, to make it lessen the effects of a trip, you have to have vitamin C and sugar together. Like, it makes it go away. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll buy an orange juice drink with lots of sugar in it just in case.
Perfect. Orange juice sales are going through the roof.
Yeah, in Amsterdam they are.
Oh, man.
And I have it like by my bed. And then when stuff starts to get, like, it stops being fun eventually. Like, you're like 4 hours in and you're like, this isn't like a fun experience anymore. I want it to finish. So I just scold the Orangina and like 2.5
Orangina.
Minutes later.
Orangina.
Yeah. I love that.
Skull it, mate.
Sorry, there's a lot of Orangina
in France. It took me like 40 minutes to build up the courage to get down from my bunk bed to go and grab my Orangina.
You're like,
the whole world was like swimming around me.
When I get down, yeah. I will get the Orangina. Yeah. Everything will be fine.
The floor had turned into a sea of Orangina.
But a top tip, it does work. It definitely worked. I thought she had dreadlocks. I was like, can I believe you about this vitamin C and sugar malarkey? I don't know. But it did work.
I wonder if it was a placebo because you were very high or if it really worked.
Possibly. Maybe. But no, it's a lot of fun. I got some like visual hallucinations, but not many. Like there was like one.
Well, Thomas.
Well, I'm thinking he must have been real and I just like was so zoned out looking at the ceiling that he left and I never even noticed. I don't know. But I was out by the river and there's like a bird flying in the sky and you look at it and when I look at it for long enough.
It was Thomas
flapping his arms like that.
There he is.
No, the bird like duplicates itself like over and over again into the sky and and it becomes like a tube of birds.
Tube.
Well, it doesn't, George.
It does in my head. it does in my head. Lots of fun. You got to do it. Get to Amsterdam and
I'm terrified of the part where it stops being fun. That's all. Like, what? Like,
they also had pills. I didn't buy them, but they have pills that stop your trip in the shop. So you just take a pill and it stops it as well. But they were a bit expensive, so I didn't buy them. So you can just have them.
Just Orangina in a pill.
Yeah. Just vitamin C.
Pill form Orangina.
$100 a pill.
Yeah, people would buy it as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, yeah, that's one of the things
so
I got up to.
So you are interesting.
Yeah, that was super interesting.
That's crazy. You've just been holding back, George.
Yeah,
you've done some pretty crazy
I was worried
shit.
About talking about that last time we recorded, but I've pulled the trigger.
I feel like that was the best part of the podcast.
Thank you.
Plus, it's all legal, you know, what you did as well. So your family can't be like, hey, stop that. You'd be like, I'm obeying the law of the land.
The law of the land I was in when this happened was not broken whilst I was there.
No.
And that's what matters.
That's what matters.
100%. Do we want to get into some segments?
Yeah.
What are we thinking first?
We were going to do Probo next.
Yep, sure thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So you've thought of something you want to do to be Probo? Have you all?
You got to cancel something, Belle.
Yeah, yeah, I've got something to cancel.
Oh, great.
I've got something to cancel.
The growing backlash for Kevin
now with that new trouble for soccer superstar Ronaldo, he is taking to social media denying.
Hey, that's new, isn't it?
I've heard
we're
that.
Back. Have you?
Oh, you've been listening to the podcast.
I've listened to 7 episodes in the last 2
I'm
days.
I'm so proud of that jingle. You've no idea.
I love it. You've
got to create more jingles.
I know. I'm going to, once I get my computer set up in my new, for listeners, I've just moved into the podcast studio, so expect some quality apps.
That's how serious George is about this podcast.
Yeah, I'm moving house for this podcast.
I'm leaving the country probably, but George has moved into this house.
No worries. Well, who wants to kick off Probo this time? I'm happy to, unless Alan, you want to kick off?
Yeah, no, you kick it off.
I'll go ahead. Okay. Well,
yep.
Just taking a swig of water.
Swig of orange.
Getting ready.
Good.
Thank you. I'm straight from the tap.
Oh, really? It's quite fancy. I don't know why I'm looking at my phone. I'm sorry. There's nothing on here except a message from my mum.
Well, I'd like to cancel is I saw this on Are You Okay Day. I'm not cancelling Are You Okay Day, obviously.
Sure? You can.
I can? Then I'm cancelling.
All right. Thank you.
End of podcast.
It's people that use the word y'all who aren't from the deep south of America. Because I saw it a few times in people's Are You Okay page, like, y'all know. And I'm like, you're from Sydney.
Yeah.
You're not from Alabama. What is going on here?
Y'all know I've been through craziness in my life.
Y'all know I've experienced the dark dog of depression. And I'm just like, why are you cheapening your post by using y'all?
Reach out to me, y'all.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm here for y'all.
I'm like,
so true.
Yeah. Cancel them all.
Boo.
We shouldn't be using that word. We have two words. You all, but we don't even use it. We don't need any of that,
you
actually.
All. I mean, if you're going to do it something, you have to say use.
Use. That's Australian.
Yeah.
If you it's not are y'all okay day.
Yeah. Are
you all okay day?
Are you all okay day?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to cancel.
Yeah,
today.
No, I think that's a great cancel. Thing to cancel. Yeah.
Agreed. Someone just slammed the door downstairs.
Anyway. Well, are you excited to tell us about your one, Belle?
Sure I am.
Mm-hmm. Take it away.
It's funny because it's the exact same one as George. No.
Can you imagine?
Y'all are crazy.
Y'all are so crazy.
I was thinking about it, and because I am an improviser by trade. I thought about some things and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to improvise on the spot.
Mm.
But I am thinking that I want to cancel information overload.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that? Explain for the listeners.
Too much information.
Through the internet?
The internet is our source of information. Where I don't think I get information anywhere else.
Oh yeah.
If you read an encyclopedia too quickly,
get
information
over
there.
Yeah, you got to slow down on those pages.
Pages just
flapping. Okay. Well, go on.
I don't know what to trust. I don't know what's going on. I'm fearful.
Mm-hmm.
The news, notoriously is scary. But if you're too many news sources. Fake news.
Yeah.
What's Trump doing? I don't know.
No.
What
can you trust?
I actually honestly don't know.
Me and George love the news. It's what brought us together in the first place. But I've been really tuned out of the news lately.
It's hard to keep. It runs so quick now. You know, scandals used to take weeks. Now they take like hours sometimes. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. You know, you'd have like one, like an expenses scandal, like politics expenses scandal. And it'll take like a few months to resolve. And now it's like...
Well, yeah, because I think people are clued... I think people are clued into that.
Mm.
And then, wow, I had two thoughts. See, you know what? I just want to chill out.
Mm-hmm. We're chilling out now.
I think people are covering it up really quickly, bouncing back and adding something
new. That's
the
new tactic. Yeah.
So things 100%. Just pass and then something new comes out and we're all just...
You're right. That is...
Yeah.
Super probo.
Yeah.
We'll certainly consider it.
It's certainly, it's a bit deep.
It's deep, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, we go, this segment, that's a good thing about this segment. We go deep sometimes. Sometimes it's just that's something that is a bit of a pet peeve.
Oh, I just want to cancel the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, cancel the internet.
Yeah.
The source of the information you want to get rid of. Okay.
Boom.
Nice. Alan, what's probo?
I think fan fiction.
Nice.
I'm probo. On board.
This has been three great entries to the probo, to the probo pantheon.
Because, just have your own idea. Don't just be
sorry. I thought you meant I immediately thought you meant erotic fan fiction.
It could be.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I write a little bit of erotic fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I but I write it about our fan.
Ben Yao. Oh, God.
And how he lathers himself.
Okay, stop.
In the shower.
Okay.
But while listening to our podcast, because that's his favorite thing. But fan fiction, I mean, well, Supernatural's a show, right? I'm not a huge fan of that show. It's been on for 20 seasons.
My sister's a huge fan of that
show. Great. Yeah, great. Let's have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
but basically, it's a big thing. So they're brothers in that show, but erotic fan fiction of that show is a big thing where they get those brothers hooking up and they put that on the internet for people to read.
Wait, I missed, what show is this?
Supernatural.
Oh, okay. What's it a fan fiction of then?
Oh, no. Supernatural is the show.
Oh, I see. Okay. And there's some fan fiction on the internet that has this stuff.
Fiction. People get into fan fiction of different shows. I guess the famous one is 50 Shades of Grey is fan fiction of Twilight. So Twilight itself was not well written.
No.
It sold a lot of copies, but it was pretty light-hearted as literature or whatever.
But,
and then someone else has like stolen that idea of a vampire and a
But is
girl.
He a vampire in 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
That's
he's
the thing.
A rich
guy. How much of a fan fiction can it be if you take out the entire?
Well, it started off as it was Edward and Bella.
Okay.
Ooh, Bella.
Hello.
Yeah. were you a fan of Twilight, perchance, Bella?
No, I never read it, but I recently watched it and thought, this is all right, until things got weird.
And did you ever watch 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Or read the book?
I think I've boycotted it subconsciously.
No, that's good.
But
Good
50 time. Shades started off on the internet as this woman's blog,
right?
Where she was just taking those two characters, Bella and Edward, and imagining if, you know, their first sexual thing had to do with whips and chains and stuff.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean,
I'm a vampire, but also I'm into this sort of shit.
Well,
and like, man, there's a bit too much.
She must be the most successful fanfic writer. I mean, she must be a multimillionaire. Many times over.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's books don't really sell like they used to, but like a small select number of books sell a crazy amount, like Da Vinci Code and 50 Shades and
Yeah, and
Twilight.
Then the movie deals as well. Isn't there two 50 Shades movies?
There's three.
One? Is there three?
It's a trilogy.
What a trilogy of 50 Shades. What everyone was asking for. Oh, man.
Don't get too close to me. I'm 50 shades of fucked up. That's a line from the film. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's not
true. It's not good writing.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
No.
Google it. Folks at home.
Should I get the clip up?
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually in the movie, but it's in the book.
No, that's so bad.
Because I read excerpts from the book. I never learned to read, but...
you had help.
Yeah, if you... I bring up excerpts and get someone to read it for me. Here we go.
Playing piano.
This is all about.
Was it because you wanted to please your new family?
Oh, no, we don't want to listen to that.
Please your new family.
Oh, God.
Is this Twilight or...
No, this is 50 Shades of Grey, one of them,
but
anyway.
It was from the book, not the movie.
Yeah, I don't know what he says in the movie. He's a bit of a disturbing character from the little bits that I've seen. Would you go for a guy like that?
No.
He's very wealthy.
No. Absolutely not, and I'm leaving.
I'm sorry, pal.
Oh, man. This is, I mean, you can just tell how bad this film is just by looking at, I'm looking at the subtitled dialogue. Oh, here we go, guys. Okay.
Because I'm 50 shades of fucked up.
Okay. All right, so that did.
He said it.
Yeah, there we go. Got it.
Say the line.
Dude, he delivered that pretty good for how shit the line is, to be fair to the guy.
That would be hard. Like, if you, as an actress, actually, is that problematic that I called you an actress? Should I call you an actor?
I would call myself an actor rather than
a female actor.
No, I wouldn't.
What? If we're all equal,
Yeah.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Why
wouldn't you just have... Why would you have best male actor and best female actor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but there are no parts written for women, unfortunately. But in the future, it should just be like who was the best actor.
They just have one award.
Yeah.
Best
in a movie.
Yeah.
And it could be the boom mic.
Best thing about a movie. And then it's just you get maybe an actor wins one year, then makeup artist the next.
Yeah.
You know.
We
should do that.
Move towards a blob of.
Then it'll be concepts. A lot shorter. People can just, you know, rock up. It'll take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But in your acting career, Bella, can I call you Bella?
Oh, yep.
Have you ever gotten a script? Have you ever agreed to something and then read the script and gone, oh, this is pretty weak. This is pretty bad.
Bad?
Badly written.
Don't have to name names.
Yeah.
And then is it really, really difficult as an actor?
Was it the script of our last podcast? Because obviously that was scripted. We wrote that all out and delivered the lines.
I was like, what is this podcast?
I didn't even go to France. Why have they made up this thing?
I was like, this is not real. Nobody talks like this. What was the question?
I guess it's pretty simple.
Better dialogue is easier to act. I guess when I was young and I was actually trying to be an actor, I'd be like, oh, I can make anything real because I'm so good that I can make this horrible dialogue really
That's what's
good.
So great about Nicolas Cage. Yeah. It doesn't always work out, but Nicolas Cage, he says yes to every film, so he does a lot of bad ones, badly written films. But he sort of transcends the part sometimes and plays it so over the top that even this terrible D-grade movie becomes a cult favorite just because of his performance.
He's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He's a film star.
Yeah, that's the
He's a film star. Bella's called it. Bella's call of the day.
It's going to be hard to pick one thing to cancel, isn't it?
We always pick something, but I think in this particular episode...
We're going to have to cancel all three.
Three-way tie.
All three cancellation, I think. Right. We're going to have to do it because they're all so good. They're all so good.
They're all deserving of cancellation.
Information overload is equal to people saying y'all, I think. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. I couldn't agree more.
That was good, I think.
That was a good one.
Good probably things.
And now we're not allowed to talk about that.
No.
Okay.
We've got to start anew. We've only got a few more minutes. I mean, we're at the end of the app. We're 2 minutes away from 40 minutes. I know.
And then that's the great thing because I've just got stuff in my pocket, in my back pocket. Of segment ideas, which we could save for another episode. Or do you want me to read your tarot cards, Belle?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's your question for the cards?
Oh, no. I didn't have a question. Okay. What kind of categories are there?
Maybe whether or not Alan will eat any of the gifts that you bought us.
No way. That's a term. It's got to be about you, Belle.
Okay. That was such a good question. Okay, what's my question? Oof.
We can think. What are you doing? What are you doing
career,
later?
Yeah. People ask about travel. People ask about love. What's your interest?
All right, okay. My question is this: if there is a problem that we're sent down to solve from the ether, that our life is all about. What am I doing here? What's all this about?
It's got to be about you. So I reckon, what is Belle's purpose in
life?
Yeah,
what's my purpose in life?
That's a good one.
That's very, very vague.
That's well worded. Much
this
better.
This is a bit scary, really, because you better hope the cards are good.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Is this too deep? I should have asked, like, what am I going to have for breakfast?
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
I don't care.
All right, pick three cards.
So she's picking three cards now.
Keeping
them on the table. The first card's gone. Now who goes second card? Haven't seen them yet. Second card picked. We're going for the third and final card, I think.
Yeah.
She's hovering over. She's going for the very end or middle.
You've got to feel it.
She's taking her time, and I'm trying to commentate. She's not making it easy for me, but that's fine. There we go. The third card has been picked. Excuse me. Here we go.
All right. I got to now remember how to read tarot cards. It's been a while, George.
Must read has been it's been a long time coming.
It's been a bloody long time. So I think the first card is the current situation.
Lit.
The second card is challenges.
Cool.
And the third card is advice. Yeah. So your question is, what's it about? What's your purpose in life, Bella?
Here we go. I'm shaking. I'm so nervous. I can't believe it. Are we about to ruin Belle's life? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If they're bad cards...
Then tarot cards don't mean anything. We don't need to worry about it.
It might mean everything. It might mean that you have to...
I've listened enough to understand that it means everything.
Yeah. First card. Here we go.
Ah, the classic Six of Wands.
Is that good? Is that good, Alan?
Let's have a look at this card here. It's a fella and he's riding a horse.
Oh, he looks jolly.
So this is the current situation for you, and you're looking for purpose. And you're carrying a lot of sticks.
Oh.
And you're heading in the right direction, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the right track.
So the current situation is good because she's on the right track towards her purpose in life. Is that what you're saying? Okay, great.
I'm all tingles.
There we go.
Here's the challenge. Challenge is the Emperor.
Look at this character.
Ooh. I think it's Goliath.
Yeah, it's Philippe.
It's an old man in a chair with a huge beard. Goliath's got a beard.
He's definitely got a beard and he sits down a lot.
You know what? I would interpret this, mm-hmm. and I mean, I'm just a humble tarot reader with many years training, but I would say that, yeah, Goliath might be holding you back. Because, you know, making you the bride,
mm-hmm.
you have to find your own character.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
Like Borat. No, that's already been done. But anyway.
Bruno Mars.
Or a new movie about a spy.
Yeah, that looks potentially mediocre.
That's called by him. We have no time. We have no time for new
next,
topics.
Next card.
And now here's the advice.
Oh, here we go.
So I've already given you my interpretations.
I'm so nervous.
Advice, the world. Well, that's a perfect one, isn't it? Because what are you doing? You're traveling the world. And so this is all really positive. I think it's sort of suggesting that you are doing what you need to do to find purpose.
Wow.
Fuck.
This couldn't have gone any better.
Well, the tarot cards are never... I mean, you took a while to pick the cards.
Yeah.
So you picked the ones which felt something to you. So mm-hmm. I think this wasn't just a random shuffle.
No.
You picked the right ones. Check out some... read out some of the other things you see on this world card.
Okay.
Just to narrow down what your purpose is going to be.
There's a person with short blonde hair. There's
a man, a potential lover.
Wow. It's longish. It's longish. Shortish. It's a bob.
Okay.
I can dye my hair blonde. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I knew this.
that sounds good.
Right at the end, says something. The head of an eagle.
Could mean America.
Oh,
you're going to break America.
I'm going to break America.
Have you been to America, Belle?
I haven't been to New York.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. All of.
I'm busy.
When
are you going? I'm busy.
Okay. Well, they don't have to go. There's a head of a bull. There's a bull's head.
Spain.
And there is a lion's head with a mane. It's a man lion. It's got a mane.
Oh, wow.
There is a
Main Street.
I'm embarrassed. There is a naked womb.
Which represents you.
With short brownish hair. And she's dancing and she's got like this piece of linen that's like kind of doing the Venus de Milo floaty thing around her.
Yep.
And she's holding two double pointed spears that look like spear batons in her hand.
Batons? That's French.
Double pointed. Bidens?
Are they Biden? Like, it's a spear.
Okay.
But, like, it's a rod that she's holding.
Mm-hmm.
But both of the ends have points on them, arrows on these.
Has this given you more direction, do you think? So you've got some ideas?
Not at all. Because I was like busy kind of, and she's in clouds and a wreath. I was busy kind of reading it out. So
yeah.
It says STC on the back.
Well, I think this is.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
This whole episode has been unreal, and we've capped it off with an accurate. Real tarot card reading that couldn't have gone better. Do you think, Alan?
Oh, absolutely. I'm off to the hairstylist to get blonde hair. It was so hard to not sexually harass the guest, and I lasted almost the entire episode.
It's because we've gone over 40 minutes. Once you're done with 40 minutes, Alan can't help himself anymore. That's generally handsy. How it goes. Oh, God.
George, play the music.
There we go.
Save me from myself.
Belinda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been lovely to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bella.
Thank you, Ella.
Another great app. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.